This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Rural Georgia community challenges ICE detention center over healthcare capacity concerns. Federal plans to establish Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE detention facilities in rural Georgia communities have sparked concerns about overwhelming already strained local healthcare systems. Social Circle, a small city east of Atlanta, faces potential disruption to its modest medical infrastructure as the Trump administration advances mass deportation policies requiring expanded detention capacity. 4,000 residents, population of Social Circle, facing potential ICE detention facility, ICE detention center locations in Georgia. Existing and proposed facilities across the state, 2244. Existing ICE facilities to proposed rural locations, 4,000 Social Circle residents. Source, KFF Health News, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal. News: healthcare infrastructure under pressure. Social Circle's healthcare capacity consists primarily of basic medical services, with residents typically traveling to Atlanta for specialized care. The proposed detention facility could strain emergency services and require enhanced medical screening capabilities that the community currently lacks. Local healthcare providers express concern about their ability to manage potential increases in medical emergencies, infectious disease outbreaks, and mental health crises associated with detention operations. The nearest major hospital system lies approximately 45 minutes away, creating logistical challenges for serious medical cases, legal and community response. Community leaders have filed legal challenges against the proposed facility, citing inadequate environmental and health impact assessments. The lawsuit argues that federal officials failed to properly evaluate the burden on local healthcare infrastructure before selecting Social Circle as a potential site. Public health experts emphasize that detention facilities require comprehensive medical protocols to prevent disease transmission and ensure adequate care for vulnerable populations, including pregnant women, elderly detainees, and those with chronic conditions. Broader implications for rural healthcare. The Social Circle case reflects broader challenges facing rural communities nationwide as immigration enforcement expands. Rural healthcare systems already struggle with physician shortages, limited specialty services, and financial constraints that could be exacerbated by detention facility operations. Similar concerns have emerged in other rural communities proposed as detention sites, where local officials question whether existing healthcare infrastructure can support additional populations requiring medical screening, ongoing care, and emergency services. These communities often rely on critical access hospitals with limited bed capacity and resources. Rural detention facilities create unique healthcare challenges due to geographic isolation, limited medical infrastructure, and difficulty recruiting specialized healthcare providers to serve detained populations. Public health assessment, KFF Health News, 2020 takeaways. Social Circle's 4,000 residents face potential strain on local healthcare from proposed ICE detention facility. Rural communities lack specialized medical infrastructure required for detention operations. Legal challenges cite inadequate health impact assessments in facility planning process. Frequently asked questions: what healthcare services are required in ICE detention facilities? ICE detention standards require 24-hour medical care, mental health services, and protocols for infectious disease prevention. Facilities must also accommodate pregnant women, elderly detainees, and individuals with chronic medical conditions. How do detention facilities impact local healthcare systems? Detention facilities can strain local emergency services, require additional medical personnel, and increase demands on nearby hospitals. Rural areas face particular challenges due to limited healthcare infrastructure and provider shortages. What legal requirements exist for health impact assessments? Federal agencies must conduct environmental impact assessments that include public health considerations. Community advocates argue these assessments often inadequately address healthcare infrastructure capacity and long-term community health effects. As the Trump administration advances immigration enforcement policies requiring expanded detention capacity, Rural communities across the United States may face similar healthcare infrastructure challenges. The outcome of Social Circle's legal challenge could establish precedents for how federal agencies must assess and address local healthcare capacity in future facility planning decisions. Source: A Trump stronghold grapples with health risks of ICE detention sites.